Shalom, everybody! As mentioned in yesterday's FMT, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is called Shabbat Chazon because of the Haftorah that we read from Perek Aleph of Sefer Yeshayahu, which begins with the words Chazon Yeshayahu Venamot. Shabbat Chazon, the Haftorah, is very hard to read. It's painful because it discusses the terrible choices and mistakes that Bnei Yisrael made that led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Haftorah, one of the many painful psukim that we read about, Yeshayahu HaNavi says, it's in Yeshayahu Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalid, Hoy Goy Chote Am Keved Avon, etc. Hoy, which means woe, or oy, oy vey. It's basically a mournful sigh. Hoy Goy Chote, oy vey, a sinful nation, Am Keved Avon, a people, a nation that is heavy with Avon, with sin. That's what Yeshayahu calls us, a sinful nation. It's so painful. However, we have to ask the following question. There are many different words for sin in the Tanakh, because there are, of course, many different types of sin, different ways to sin. Very often, when the Torah or a Navi refers to a sin that is performed b'shogeg, inadvertently or unwittingly, the Tanakh uses the word chet. And the paradigmatic example of this expression is in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Zayin. V'im nefesh achat techeta vishkaga. If a person sins, bishkaga, bishogeg, inadvertently. So chait usually means a careless sin. But if that's the case, how are we supposed to understand the pasuk in this week's Haftorah, which we just read? Hoy, goy, chote. Hoy is woe. Woe is the nation that sins. But the Navi uses the term chote. It's an inadvertent sin. Why would the Navi say, hoy, woe is the nation that sins inadvertently? It's not good, but does it deserve such a sigh, such strong language? This question is asked by Rav Moshe Yaakov Rabinowitz in his Sefer on the Haftoros, Sha'ar Bat Rabim. Rav Rabinowitz was a Rav in Vilna at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. The Sefer was written in 1904, and there in the section on this week's Haftorah, Rav Rabinowitz offers a beautiful explanation. The explanation is based on something that the Alshich says, the Alshich, Rav Moshe Alshich, who died in 1593, and it's found on Parshas Vayikra, what we just read, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Zayin, the pasuk we just read, V'im nefesh achat techata bishkaga, says the Alshich, do not think for a minute that you should disregard sins that are done b'shogeg. Yes, it is true that a sin done inadvertently is not as bad as a sin committed b'mezid, intentionally. But b'shogeg is not nothing either. A sin that we commit inadvertently, says the Alshich, is not performed in a vacuum. It didn't happen out of nowhere. A sin b'shogeg has its roots in mistakes and sins that we've made previously. We've created a culture in us, a habit in us, an environment, something, somewhere in us that we have done in the past that has caused us to be negligent about this mitzvah. Remember, we're not talking about sins that are done be'ones, completely out of our hands. We're talking about a sin b'shogeg. It comes from carelessness, inattention, sloppiness. God forbid, in our Avodas Hashem. It's that negligence and carelessness inside us that sows the seeds for a sin committed b'shogeg. I would never do it on purpose, but had I cared more, had I paid attention more, had I really, really thought about the value of the mitzvah, I never would have put myself in a situation of sinning even b'shogeg. And that's the Alshich. And the Sha'ar Bat Rabim says that that's what's going on in our pasuk as well. Hoy goy goy chote. Hoy, woe is the nation that sins through carelessness. If only had they valued mitzvos more, if only had they thought more ahead of time, had they not sinned earlier, then they would not have committed this sin now, even b'shogeg. And that, says the Sha'ar Bat Rabim, is why on Yom Kippur, when we say vidui, one of the things we say is, al chet shechatanu lefanecha, biyodim uvelo yodim. We ask forgiveness for sins that we know about, and also for those that we do not know about. And many people ask that our vidui should be building up from a less strong sin to a greater sin. And if so, we should say, Al cheit shechatanu lefanecha, b'lo yodim, v'yodim. Why do we say b'yodim, uvelo yodim? But the idea is what we just said. We sinned b'yodim. We first sinned in ways that we did know about, by being careless, by being lax about our mitzvos. We knew about that, and we didn't fix it. And that led to sins that we performed b'lo yodim, inadvertently, b'shogeg. Yes, they were inadvertent, but they stemmed first from us and from our carelessness. We're going to work hard in Mitzvah Hashem to be more careful and, God forbid, less lax about our Shmiras HaMitzvos. Have an amazing day, everyone.